be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. So now there's two sides to the Gospel this morning. There's that applies to us. How often we judge people by their color or where they came, by their accent. How often we do that and have very little time for people. So that's one way of looking at the Gospel this morning. And then we got to look at it from our point of view. How often we too feel rejection. And some people find it quite a bit. Even though one does their best, you're not accepted. That is very, 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 very painful. And even much more painful, as Jesus experienced in the Gospel this morning, when it comes from your own kit and kin, from the people that you know, the people that ought to know you better, and they reject you. That's very, 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 very painful. And I presume we've all gone through that. And we've all been very judgmental. So there's lots of things to think about in the Gospel this morning. But I would suggest and apply it to myself to try from now on to be less judgmental. We tend to do it over and over again. And when I judge somebody, what I'm always saying, the bottom line is, I'm not like that person. But in fact, what I'm judging are my own faults in that person. Because I see, and you see, your faults magnified in other people. You don't see people as they are. You see people as you are. That is so true. So when somebody rejects you and judges you unfairly, you need to pause and say, what is that person's problem? So let's stand now and pray.